Philippines senator moves to scrap pogo tax laws. Philippine Senator Joel Villanueva has proposed a new bill to repeal the existing law that imposes taxes on Philippine offshore gaming operators, pogos. As reported by Philippines news agencies, Bill SB number 2752 seeks to repeal Republic Act number 11350, also known as the Pogo Taxation Act, which was enacted in 2021. It also aims to permanently revoke licenses issued to pogos and orders their immediate shutdown within 30 days. However, the bill also tasks the Bureau of Internal Revenue, BIR, to collect any outstanding tax debts from Philippine offshore gaming operators, pogos, even after the operations are shut down. Non-compliance will be met with severe penalties, including a fine of 100 million Philippine pesos, $1.71 million, and imprisonment for 12 to 20 years. Additionally, foreign nationals who fail to comply will face deportation after serving their prison sentences. Bill aligns with President's order. This move comes after President Marcos Jr. announced a ban on all pogos during his State of the Nation address, SONA, last Monday. Villanueva's proposed bill aligns with the president's directive, as it aims to eliminate the tax framework for pogos and effectively wind down the industry. The ban on pogos in the Philippines was allegedly a response to the mounting concerns over the illegal activities linked with pogos, ranging from financial scams and money laundering to human rights abuses like human trafficking and kidnapping. Before the president's announcement, the Philippine National Police, PNP, formed a new task force to intensify the crackdown on pogos. The new task force is organized into three key divisions: administration, intelligence, and operations, to tackle the illegal activities of pogos effectively. Earlier this week, the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, debunked a false memo circulating online that ordered local government units to shut down pogo operations immediately. Instead, the regulator clarified that licensed pogos can continue operations until the government finalizes its process of winding down their operations.